Aki, I know you'd commented and filed a bug about this. What was happening before is that every so often, not very often, but not really predictably either, the avatar height would get recomputed. And every time the avatar height got recomputed, this is based on the body size calculation that we've talked about a few times. It's based on the state of a bunch of bones. Every time it gets computed, then that affects the avatar's vertical placement. It can go up or down. It's not quite the same thing as hover height, but I mean it looks the same. Either way, the avatar is at a different height than it used to be. This used to be happening at kind of unpredictable intervals, and so it was giving us inconsistent results. You might see a different result looking at yourself versus what other people would see looking at you. And there wasn't really any predictability to when things would happen to get updated. It was basically at the mercy of when the visual params would get updated, which could be when you get an appearance message, or it could be when you are using some sort of relatively heavyweight mechanism like the alpha-based eye blink that causes a geometry update in the model, or various other things. So, it used to be this would happen sort of unpredictably and not necessarily consistently. The change that I made now is that it happens, constantly and predictably. Basically, the body size always gets updated based on the state of the joints. And, what this gives you then is predictability and consistency. Everyone should be seeing the same height. There shouldn't be any surprises. On the other hand, this does mean that you can get a change of behavior from what you were before. If you were having a situation where the updates were kind of rare and weren't actually getting triggered too often, then something like an animation that was affecting the positions of these various bones could run more or less safely without seeming to cause any height issues. However, now if you're animating the positions or scales of the bones that are used in the body size calculation, then it's going to give you more of this kind of you get a kind of a slinky effect or something. The update now basically happens every idle update. It's happening all the time. If you haven't moved any of those joints, then you won't see any effect from it, right? The body size will get recalculated, but it will still be the same. But if something's happening to the joints as a result of an animation or of an attachment override, then it will modify it, and then you'll see a change in the height.
I would actually say that rather than just a slinky effect, currently I notice it all the time. So, for example, if I'm not zoomed out and cammed on something else, every frame of me sitting around here, my camera moves up and down, me just looking at the rest of you guys right now. So the world literally moves up and down. And then also, if I walk around, it's much more pronounced.
We haven't actually changed any of the logic for the way the camera works, but because the position can be getting updated more often, you may see the effect more often. I don't really know anything to do about this other than just to recommend being careful about animations that change the positions of those bones. I think as long as there's not an animation playing that changes the positions, you shouldn't have an issue. Like, with your wyvern now, which is sort of bobbing up and down, I think that's probably, and I don't have the data for this, but I think what's probably going on there is that you've got an animation that's changing the positions of, I don't know if it's the pelvis or the neck or whatever. If you could put the wyvern into the pose you wanted and then, animate it by changing the rotations in the legs, basically making the legs, kind of stand up and squat down without actually changing the position component, I don't think you would see the same kind of effect. I think it would I think it would hold a lot more steady.